getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now. A tasty treat will double your enjoyment of the show. For your convenience, we shall keep you informed of the remaining intermission time, 3 minutes before the next show starts. The next show will start in 2 minutes.
Just a minute, folks. Yes, that's all it takes to visit our refreshment counter in the lobby. There you'll find popcorn and an assortment of popular candy bars to please every taste. Try one of these delicious candy bars. Big Time, Butternut, Milkshake, Payday. Topped with Hollywood's super rich coating of the kind you like best. They taste wonderful, they're delicious, they're nutritious. Get one at our confection counter in the lobby now. The next show will start in 1 minute.
Why, hello. Hello, Medford. You're listening to Watch This with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Here with you until 7 p.m. On this show, we talk about movies and we play movie soundtracks. Today, I got five nice, juicy movies for you. Five of my favorites. And some great soundtracks, too. First, I got Jaws from 1975. I got Dazed and Confused from 1993. I've got Grease from 1978. I have Dead Man from 1995. And finally, I have Animal House from 1978. Not in that order, but we're going to play a lot of music today, and I hope you enjoy it. And I'll tell you a little bit about these five movies. It's Watch This on WMFO Medford. Thanks for listening, and thanks for watching. Here's number one. I'm going to start you off with Animal House, 1978, here on Watch This.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah!
Well, you know you make me wanna shout. Kick my heels up and shout. I still remember.
Shoo-dee-doo-wop.
You wanna leave me.
Shoo-dee-doo-wop.
You wanna let me go. Now wait a minute. Bill O'Reilly. Now that I've got my woman, I feel, hey, you've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna shout. Lift my head up and shout. Throw my hands back and shout. Come on now, shout. Come on now, shout. Come on now, shout. Come on now, shout. Take it easy, shout. Take it easy, shout. Take it easy, shout. Take it easy, shout. A little bit softer now, 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 shout. A little bit louder 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 now, shout.
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Excuse me, sir, is this the Delta House?
Sure. Come on in.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Say that you'll let me have this dance. A last dance. A last dance. Go to the twist. We'll be right back.
This is Faber College in 1962. You know, 1962 had to be the best year of my life. I was a member of Delta Tau Chi. The Deltas. What a great bunch of guys. Bluto. Hoover.
Raise your right hand.
Pinto. Flounder.
Flounder?
D-Day. Boone.
It's not gonna be an orgy. It's a toga party.
And look at me in 62. The Otter. School was fun in those days. The girl. The party. The friendships. The girls. Of course, we had our problems.
Find me a way to revoke Delta's charter.
You're out. Finished at Faber, expelled. I want you off this campus at 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Let's go!
Lampoon's Animal House, starring John Belushi, Tim Matheson.
Would you go out with me?
And Donald Sutherland as Jennings.
Now, is Milton saying being bad is more fun than being good?
National Lampoon's Animal House.
Hey, baby, if you're all alone.
About a place somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. Dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Man, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time. We'll be right back.
Barry Kroger. All in favor?
Yeah. We need the dues.
Good. Larry Kroger is now pledged to Delta Tau Chi. Next slide, please, D-Day. Just settle down. This is Ken Dorfman. He's a legacy from Harrisburg.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true. Let's just think back to when you guys were freshmen, huh? Boom. You had a face like a pepperoni pizza, right? And Stork here. Everybody thought the Stork was brain damaged. I myself was so obnoxious, the seniors used to beat me up once a week. So this guy is a total loser? Well, let me tell you the story of another loser.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at arms. Do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. Now on, your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
It's Animal House from 1978. 40 years old. This movie's 40 years old. I loved it. I actually saw this in the theater when I was a young lad. Very young lad, as a matter of fact. One of my favorites of all time, wherever it is, I watch it. It's one of those movies where it doesn't matter where it is, I always watch it. It was directed by John Landis, writers Harold Ramis of Ghostbusters fame, Douglas Kenny, who just had a Netflix special with Will Forte playing him on it, which was pretty decent. Talked about Animal House and Caddyshack and some other stuff that Douglas Kenny was involved with. And another writer was Chris Miller. And again, it stars Tom Hulce, Stephen Furst, Mark Metcalf. Kevin Bacon's actually in it. If you want to play 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, John Belushi's in it. Douglas Kenny actually plays the Stork. Karen Allen's in it. Donald Sutherland, Peter Reigert, Tim Matheson's. Great, great movie. Again, came out in 1978. And it's about a college in 1962. Dean Vernon Wermer is determined to expel the entire Delta Tau Chi fraternity. But those troublemakers have other plans for him. That's the plot. It had a couple of wins. It won the National Film Preservation Board in 2001, so it's been preserved for all time for everyone to enjoy. It won the People's Choice Award in 1979, and Writers Guild of America nominated it for Best Screenplay in 1979, but it did not win. Again, National Lampoon's Animal House from 1978. Great, great soundtrack. Fantastic soundtrack. One of the reasons why I picked this as one of my five flicks today. Just so many funny moments in it. Box office budget was $3 million. It opened up the weekend of July 30th, 1978, and it grossed $141 million, which put National Lampoon on the map and put comedy writers on the map. And they made a whole bunch of movies ever since then. It was a comedy summer blockbuster. Runs 109 minutes. And there's some trivia here that I got here for you from the IMDb, of course. Let me see what I got. According According to John Landis, Universal Pictures' president objected so strongly to the Dexter Lake Club scene that he interrupted a screening of the film and ordered the scene be removed immediately, claiming it would cause race riots in the theaters. In response, Landis screened the film for Richard Pryor, who wrote a note to the president of Universal Pictures, which read, "Animal House is effing funny and white people are crazy." Richard Pryor. Pretty good. This was Kevin Bacon's first role, and when he went to the premiere, he wasn't allowed to sit with the rest of the cast because the ushers didn't believe he was in it, so he had to sit in the back of the room. Babs becomes a tour guide at Universal Studios. The credits for this and other John Landis films afterwards contained an advertisement at a tour for Universal Studios, and the ad says, "Ask for Babs," and as of 1989, Universal Studios no longer honors the Ask for Babs promotion, which was either a discount or a free entry. I actually tried it out in 1995 when I went across the U.S. to Universal Studios. I asked for Babs. They wouldn't give me a damn thing. Well, I thought that was pretty interesting. And Belushi had to fly back and forth from Oregon to New York twice a week in order to shoot both the film and the rehearsing and taping of Saturday Night Live. The scene in which Bluto smashes a bottle over his head to cheer Flounder up took 18 takes because Stephen Furst kept on laughing, who played Flounder, kept on laughing at Belushi, so they had to keep doing it over and over and over again. Just a great movie. Check it out if you haven't. It's Animal House. It's got a high rating on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. It's a 7.6 out of 10. It's one of the greatest comedies of all time. If you've already seen it, you already know that. Enjoy the rest of the music. Watch this here with you until 7 p.m.
Sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you. Maybe things weren't right. Well, I was tossing and turning and tossing all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor. Went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door.
us!
Otis! It feels so good to be back here at the Destillate Club. We like to do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it!
Percy Faith, theme from A Summer Place from Animal House from 1978 here on Watch This with Chris Earle.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bones. I gave my love a story that had no end. I give.
Sorry.
Some more on Animal House. There was a short-lived half-hour ABC TV sitcom afterwards called Delta House, after the Universal Pictures movie. Vernon reprised his role as long-suffering Dean Wormer. It had Stephen First and his flounder, as well as D-Day and Widows as Hoover. Michelle Pfeiffer actually made her acting debut on the series, and since John Belushi did not come back, he was actually still alive, but what they did is they got Zero Mostel's son to play Blotto, Josh Mostel, who you could see in Billy Madison, which was on Lisa's five flicks last week. From Billy Madison, Zero Mostel plays the principal in that one. Interestingly enough, there's all these 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon and all these films. It's pretty interesting. They said this was an American Graffiti with booze. That was some of the reviews for it. It received really good reviews pretty much across the board. And like I said, one of the best comedies of all time. If you haven't seen it, go out and see it. It was released on Videodesk in 1979, then VHS in 1980, 1983, 1988, 1990, 1992. It was released as a two-pack that included the Blues Brothers, which Landis also did. And it was released on DVD in 1998, which was 20 years ago, in a bare-bones full-screen presentation. Supposedly, there was an hour of extra footage, which actually ended up on the floor. There was one where John Landis actually shows up in the food fight scene, and John Belushi yells at him and throws him. And there was a couple other little scenes in here, too. Pretty interesting. Check it out. Go on to Wikipedia. Look up Animal House. There's some more critical reading there if you like to read this type of stuff like I do. Again, the soundtrack and score was done by a guy named Elmer Bernstein, who did the composing, the Faber College theme and the like. And then you have that rock and roll and rhythm and blues slash Motown with Sam Cooke and Stephen Bishop. Who we hear right now. One thing that's interesting about Otis Day and the Knights, it was actually a guy named Lloyd Williams, who was actually played by an actor in the movie. And so Lloyd Williams actually sang, and this other guy appeared in the movie as the singer, who happened to be the son of a guy from the Coasters, the old Motown band. It was filmed in Eugene, Oregon, University of Oregon in Eugene, and Otis Day and the Knights played Shamalama Ding Dong at the Dexter Lake Club. And I can't tell you how many times I heard at UMass that it was about Delta at UMass, but every college, I think, wanted to say they had Animal House, because there was one Animal House there. And many college dorms were adorned with Belushi in the college T-shirt. Watch This, here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Here's flick number two from 1993, Dazed and Confused. Prepare yourself for some 70s rock and roll. As one of the best groups of all time, getting lost in the mix. It's Deep Purple with Highway Star from Dazed and Confused soundtrack. Dazed and Confused was from 1993. Watch This is here with you till 7 p.m. It is my second of my five flicks today. It's a great, great, great coming-of-age story about a group of high school kids on their last day of 1976. I'll tell you more about it in a minute. Let's listen to some more music. This is Sweet. Sweet.
Country is founded by people who were into aliens, man. George Washington, man, he was in a cult, and the cult was into aliens, man. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man, they were way into that type of stuff, man.
Benny!
You're getting air from there, man. It's no good.
It was the last day of school.
Miss Crawford, I was thinking that maybe you and I can get together over the summer. I mean, it'll be legal. I mean, you can make
it was the first day of summer vacation.
You guys know anything about a party here tonight?
No, sir.
It was a time they will never forget.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak.
I thought he was cute.
Well, that's this.
You thought he was cute?
Thing.
Do you realize when he graduated, we were like 3 years old?
If only they could remember it.
Okay.
So you're not going to go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
You gonna be quarterback next year?
I don't know, I might not even play.
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man.
Super dominant male in a 50s greaser uniform.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
The 50s were boring, the 60s rocked, the 70s, oh my God, they obviously suck.
Dazed and confused, see it with a bud.
Behind every good man, there's a woman. And that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him, man, when he'd come in the door, man. She was a hip lady, man.
101.5 WMFO Medford.
Head East. In the background is Head East with Never Been Any Reason. Dazed and Confused came out in 1993. I played the trailer there. It stars quite a few people you would recognize now. It's the last day of school at a high school in a small town in Texas in 1976, and the upperclassmen are hazing the incoming freshmen, and everyone is trying to get stoned, drunk, or laid, even the football players that signed a pledge not to. The guy that's the main lead is a guy named Floyd. They call him Pink, of course.